Fourth Perek of Bechor, seventh Mishnah. Bechor Shel Bechor, it's the person we are concerned that he eats the Bechor as regular meat, even though it has Ketushas Bechor, he sells it. The person has a butcher store and we're concerned that he's selling Bechor meat. We don't even buy from him deer meat. In other words, anything close to meat, we don't buy from him. That's the Knas, so people shouldn't do such a thing and they shouldn't inadvertently eat the meat. We also even don't buy hides that were not processed. A hide of a female is recognizable that it's from a female because the place of the erva is different. So that you'll have to take because it's clearly not a bechor. You're not allowed to take wool from him, even though it was whitened from its filth. Something that was already made into twined into threads into garments you can. The idea behind this is that this person is taking a risk that he'll get caught by selling bechayrus. So we assume he's going to, if he's selling bechayrus, he's going to just sell the meat or the wool as it is and not invest a lot in it and eventually have it confiscated. If it's already made into begodim or wool or threads, we assume that he knows that it's not a bechayrus.